Hello, my beautiful friends. Woo! That was loud. Sorry about that. Hope I didn't break your eardrums. I'm playing a video. It's Cyndi Lauper. Girls just want to have fun. I've never seen this video. I can't believe it. I'm going to link to it because it's fun, as it should be, right? Because girls just want to have fun. I felt like I needed some... to bring a little burst of joy today. I know I've been talking about some... Oh, wait, I better pause Miss Cyndi. She's so exuberant, which I love. Bless her heart. Bless her fancy, fun clothes, too. I know over the last few weeks, I've been talking about not necessarily... Well, some hard stuff. I was going to say, I've been talking about some hard stuff. Obviously, you know, I had a few messages about my sweet little kitty Zoe as she was dying. And then, you know, the aftermath of that and some deeply meaningful things about being back with my mom and visiting some friends back east. And, you know, a lot of tugging at the heartstrings kind of things that we've been talking about. I love that. You know, I love talking to you about, you know, the whole gamut of things. And sometimes they're more vulnerable topics. And sometimes, like today, I kind of feel like maybe it's nice to bring in just some lightness. Especially there's, you know, at any given moment, there's so many hard things happening, whether it's in our personal lives and, you know, illnesses and death and hardships with people that we know or love. And then in the bigger picture, right, globally, a lot of really hard stuff in the world. And I know many people who are listening in are, you know, you're people with big hearts. You know, you're someone who cares deeply. You're someone who really loves humanity and wants people to be at peace. And so it can be really hard when we're getting blasted with news that is not that, that is not peace, that is not, you know, connected. And so today I'm just going to share something with you that I did that really was a little bit of medicine for me. It was kind of maybe the better word is elixir, you know, something that kind of was just a pick me up that I needed. And so in order to tell you about it, I have to confess that I have a guilty pleasure, which is TikTok videos. And I'm going to blame my wonderful niece, whom I love dearly, but my wonderful niece, Tara, she started sending me links to TikTok videos about people who are traveling in Albania, which is where my grandfather came from. He traveled over on a ship when he was a teenager. And, you know, we're hoping to go on a visit there, which is a whole different story. But that's how it started. She found, you know, different people who were traveling there and sharing some fun snippets on TikTok. And I loved that. And I was like, oh, this is really fun. I love these. And then what happened is after I saw Wicked last, when was that? I guess last November it came out. I became very... very, very obsessed with watching all of the dancing that people were doing. And I'll tell you, if you're not in TikTok, which you may not be, that one of the things that I love so much, at least in the stuff that comes in my feed, I don't know overall, and I don't really know a lot about the whole social media platform itself, but what comes into my feed is often very spontaneous and not curated in the way that some other social media is. I mean, obviously, I know people spend time on them, but for instance, people would be reproducing some of the dances from Wicked, and they'd be in the kitchen, and there's dirty dishes on the counter, and, you know, a pile of clothes on the floor. And what I just loved so much is that it felt so real to me. It felt to me like people just wanted to dance and share that joy. Now, who knows, of course, but so that's a little bit of where my interest in TikTok. And then I just started following a lot of different kinds of people who are dancing. I find that when I need, you know, when I just need a little burst of energy, or perhaps like I was saying at the start of this, when things are feeling hard, it really picks me up to watch people dancing. there's a certain joy and energy. And so recently, and this is not dancing, but I don't know how this happened, but recently something started appearing in my For You section. I guess it's just called For You. Which maybe you've seen this, maybe you haven't. I don't even know how prevalent this trend is. That's part of the thing. I never know if something's just like coming into my feed or other people are seeing it. However, whether you've seen it or not, I'll just tell you, one of the things that's been trending is women who have been dressing up like Lin-Manuel from Hamilton. And wait, Lin-Manuel Miranda, I think. Oh, goodness. I should have looked that up before. But you probably know who I mean. He's very talented. And if you've seen Hamilton, you know, you'll know who he is. But so people have been dressing up. Women have been dressing up. It seems like it's 99.9% women, which I love that part, are dressing up in this quote-unquote colonial wear, you know, whatever they have around the house. And it becomes funnier as the trend goes on. They're wrapping toilet paper around their necks to be like a frilly shirt. You know, they're doing all sorts of outrageous things to have that kind of colonial look, which is in itself hilarious to me. And there's a particular song that everybody is using. And gosh, I really didn't do my, you know, this is the thing, you know, I just always turn on the recorder and don't really do a lot of preparation or any preparation. I don't know why now I'm obsessed with yes, it is Lin-Manuel Miranda. I wanted to make sure I gave him credit because he's deserves it. And the song is Best of Wives and Best of Women. And so people are taking a certain snippet and they are recreating it. Now, if you're listening to this, you're probably like, that doesn't sound very funny at all. I don't understand, but that's fine. The point that I want to make is that I started seeing these and feeling uplifted, right? Like just like the dance videos or just like those Albania videos, things that just kind of take me out of my own, you know, whatever I'm currently worried about or thinking about or maybe even feeling, you know, stressed or concerned about, then it's like suddenly I have a moment of this kind of joy. And I was watching myself feel so grateful to every one of these women whom I didn't know, but who were, you know, taking the time to like, you know, get dressed up. And, you know, most of them are crawling out of a window. Although as it went on, people started crawling out of dog doors. They started crawling into washers. I mean, you name it. And it just got a little bit more and more fun and frivolous and wacky as time goes on. And it made me happy. It made me laugh. And it reminded me, I don't know if you guys remember, but back in the pandemic days, people were recreating works of art. I can't remember if it was from a particular, you know, Metropolitan Museum of Art, or if I can't remember what was going on, but my son and I were talking about it, that because he helped me do a couple of those recreations. And why am I telling you about this? Because I finally couldn't stand I just couldn't stand it. It was so much fun and I wanted to participate. So I asked my son if he would be my quote unquote art director. And I love it because he was really excited and he was like, yeah, Mom, that'd be fun. And so we literally spent 33 takes trying to get a video to use. And it wasn't so much that we wanted a quote unquote perfect video or, you know, but it was that we were having so much fun. And that's the piece I want to share with you. It's, you know, it's the creative process that, you know, not that it's great to, I'm just going to say a creative process that has no outcome that we're looking for. There's something particular about that. I'm not saying that when we have something like if you're doing an art piece for a show or you're, you know, practicing for a, you know, a music, you know, performance, that's all wonderful too. But I think there's a special kind of freedom and joy that comes from doing something creative that really doesn't matter at all. You know what I mean? The only thing that matters is the in the moment expression of it. So for me, I've never posted a TikTok video before. I'm not really interested. It's not like I'm looking for a TikTok followers or, you know, like it's not really what I'm going for. I just wanted to participate. I wanted to be a part of something that looked like it was really fun. Kind of like if I was passing an event that was happening at a park and everybody was dancing, I would want to just jump in and dance because I could, right? Because it's happening. And why not join in rather than just standing on the sidelines watching is how I was feeling. And so I'm not telling you, although maybe you want to, I'm not telling you, oh, you should go recreate the Hamilton TikTok, but maybe you do want to. Maybe if you watch one or two or 10, you'll get caught up in the fever of it. It's not that, but it's like, is there something else? Like, is there something else that you have seen people doing that looks like so much fun you want to participate? And again, not because it needs to be anything in the end or it needs to accomplish anything. I'm particularly encouraging you to just do something for the fun of it. And because I feel like we often forget that it's worth our time to do that. It was not a ton of time, but you know, I spent probably half an hour gathering the clothes that I wanted to put on, and my son drew a beard on me. And then, like I said, we literally did 33 takes, which took quite a while, but it was just fun. It was like our entertainment that night. Instead of doing something else, we were, you know, videotaping, and he kept giving me new directions and sillier. And I don't know, it was such a blast. So that's my encouragement. And it's just reminding me recently, I was staying with my wonderful friends, Maya Stein and her wife, Amy Tingle. And Tingle was sharing with me some altered books that she's been making. And she works at an arts, I forget what it's called, like an arts center, I guess it's an arts center in Belfast, Maine. And she was really talking to me a lot about what it is to allow ourselves to explore artistry, explore creativity, explore color, texture. And I was so inspired by her and by this idea that, you know, I said to her and Maya, like, I've always seen myself as not a visual artist. Like, I've had that anti-identity. And it was really great to talk to them about this, like, letting go of that and seeing the places that there are to play. So that's, I think, my encouragement to you. Where could you lean into play, dress up, you know, paint, silly fancy makeup, silly costumes, make pretend, whatever might be calling to you, you know, will you let yourself do it? Because I can tell you, it is so worth it. I mean, this was last weekend that my son and I did this, and I'm talking to you about it now because it's still on my mind. I'm still uplifted by being a participant. Now, when those videos, which they're still coming across my For You page, and they're getting funnier and funnier, when they're coming across, I feel a part of it. I don't feel outside of it anymore. And I love that. I love that. I think it was my Zen teacher who once said, if you want to belong, participate. And I've always thought about that. Like, that's all we need to do. We don't have to, like, be a certain kind of person or jump over any certain height of bars or standards or, right? Like, just participate. And I think that's what Maya and Tingle were saying to me when I was at their house too. Like, you know, if you want to be a part of the artist community, do something artistic, right? Like, doesn't have to be, it doesn't have to be fine arts. It can just be something creative and colorful and fun that speaks to you. So anyway, sending you love. Let me see if I can find Cindy Lauper again. She's so cute. I hope you can still hear her. Girls want to have fun. All right, listen, have fun, and I send you love. Bye-bye.